Many a Normandy farm has been overrun. In the trail of battle are many villages and hamlets utterly destroyed. Their ruins become the hiding place for snipers. Men proceed with caution in this wilderness of tumbled stone.
Sunken lanes, orchards, a rather specialist sort of country area. Very, very strong farmhouses made with big stone. Could be fortified easily, you know.
David Edwards from Abergavenny was part of the Monmouthshire Infantry Regiment helping to liberate Normandy in June 1944. It was just after D-Day.
Here's another incident with a German sniper hidden in the roof of a barn.
I saw fellas wounded and that. I can remember going into a wood and the wounded were lying every so far. They were lying at the side of the ride through the wood, you know. So it's those sort of situations that you're dealing with that they get your nervous system. You have to get yourself under control.
Dodging the snipers and the shrapnel, David found a small photograph in the rubble of a farmhouse where he'd taken refuge. It was a picture of a house. He kept it as a memento of the war and thought little more of it. When David and his friends from the army came back 42 years later to the area just outside Caen in northern France, he brought the photo with him but hadn't had any luck finding the house that it pictured.
Well, I remember it was in June 1986, and they were looking for this house in the neighbourhood.
Jean-Louis Le Goff invited David and his friends for coffee as they walked back to their car. When he showed them the photo, his mother recognised it. It was the very house they were sat outside. David had found it by complete coincidence.
She remembered Welsh soldiers had in this house lived. I am very happy that he took this photo. Well, it was a beautiful story. And it's a beginning of these relations between inhabitants from Mondrainville and Abergavenny.
David Edwards and the Le Goff family became good friends and arranged exchange visits between schools in Abergavenny, where David's from, and Mondrainville, where the Le Goffs lived.
Dave is a special person here in the school. Teachers, children, and the inhabitants of the village love him.
The town felt so honoured by the work that David and his late comrade Tom Griffiths had done in linking the two communities. In 2002, Mondrainville named its new school after them.
They're examples for us, and we must not forget what they did for our freedom. It's very, very important.
Caroline Depeschi is head teacher of L'École Edwards Griffiths.
You know, sometimes when it's only written in books, some people can say that it never happened. But when you talk with Dev, you can't say it never happened. He is here. He can. We don't want him to be too sad, but he can still talk about it. And it's very important. It can't be denied.
All David did was pick up a photo back in 1944, but it's triggered a series of events that has led to long friendships and a generation of children who have grown up hearing directly from those who liberated their town in the war. 70 years on, what difference does he think it's all made?
I'm certain now that the younger generation are being taught to be sceptical, to look at reasons and look behind big decisions that are made and keep away from war as much as they possibly can. You know.